Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also go online to our website, that's trueholinesscogic.org, that's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the Give icon in the upper right-hand corner, and you can use our online form, or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
Everybody, praise be to God Almighty. Let's give it up for these young adults and the youth on today. Hallelujah. Encourage them. And y'all know I love you. Youth Day. I feel young at heart. Y'all know me. I think I can still run with the best of them, with the good stuff. Now, I ain't talking about the bad stuff, but you know, I feel young at heart. And so today, I'm just going to teach and help our young people to understand this. The whole service is centering around today the concept of don't covet, but yet be grateful for the things that you have and what you desire. If it's godly, understand that God, he'll give it to you. You don't have to take somebody else's stuff. Don't have to want after somebody else's stuff. Just trust in the Lord and have a relationship with him. The passage of scripture that I'll be dealing with comes from the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 through 29. I'm not going to read them all, but I want to give you the entire passage in context so you can go back and look at it yourself. So we're going to be dealing with 1 Kings 21, 1 through 29. And I'm going to read the first few verses and then pray. And it came to pass after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, the king of Samaria. And Ahab spoke unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it me, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my father. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread. So I'm going to deal with Ahab here, the king, and his covetousness. If I could use for a topic today, and I'm going to play on words with the young folk today, is don't let your eyes, your E-Y-E-S, and I'm going to play on the word with the capital I and apostrophe S, which is that personal pronoun, I, don't let your eyes and I get you in trouble. Don't let your eyes get you in trouble. You know, I looked up a few statistics today because we live in this electronic society. And I wanted to get an idea of how much time people spend looking at screens. These little devices, computer screens, tablets, what our eyes are consuming. And what I came across was that the average screen time for 8 to 12 year olds is about 4 hours and 44 minutes a day. And for teens, it's about a little over 7 hours a day. That is in addition to now, that's not counting the time that they spend using it for school or homework. That's additional time, 8 to 12, almost 5 hours, teens, 7.5 hours. But adults, with their time included, is up to 10 hours average on screens, and that includes their time. So that's a lot of time on a screen. Why am I saying that? Because you can't unsee something that you've seen. You can't unsee it once you've seen it. It's an image. It's on your mind. And all this screen time has led to behavioral issues, obesity, back and neck problems, because we always hunched over looking at the screen, looking at it. So it's caused some problems. But another problem is it has caused, we see it, we want it, we go after it. And sometimes we get it by any means necessary.
Amen. Amen.
We see it, we want it, and we go after it by any means necessary. But if we look at the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17, it says, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is in thy neighbor's house. You know, I'll take the hit for this later. But we can't be trying to keep up with the Joneses. We got the Joneses. Right? You know, that's just a saying there. We can't just try to be keep up with the Joneses, looking over what's in their yard, and we want it. We see it, we want it, we go after it, we get it by any means necessary. Them eyes, don't let them eyes get you in trouble, young folk. Don't let them get you in trouble. See, because we have these sayings that we say a lot. And I'm old school. We say the grass is greener on the other side. You know, we want to see that. But here's one I'm going to go real old school on you. You're gonna go real old school. Called Grandma used to say this one. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. See, y'all ain't never heard that one. Y'all might not know that one. Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. That gets you in trouble because you be sitting down at the, Grandma, can I have this? Mama, they say, eat what's on your plate, baby. If you need something else after it, I give it to you. But no, you see it, you want it, you go after it, and you just beg. And Grandma said, okay, baby. And she put it on your plate. And she put it on your plate. And by then you start sitting there like, And Grandma just walked by and say, you asked for it, you gonna eat it. And you gonna stay there till you finish it, even if you sit there all day. Don't let your eyes get you in trouble. I mean, I tell you what, your eyes are bigger than your stomach. We've also heard this one, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. I'm here to tell you that ain't always true. It ain't always true. I'm going to have fun today. I'm going to have fun because it's the youth day and I'm going old school. What you see ain't what you get. I'm just going to mess with the guys today. Back in the day, how many of y'all know y'all got hoodwinked when y'all was up in the club? What you saw, what you got. You see them, they have on all this makeup and everything, they look so good. Then you run and say, who is that? When they take off everything, you done got hoodwinked. What you see is not what you got. Y'all go and buy a car, something they got it all shiny, and you don't look under the hood, and you get home and you got a lemon. What you see is not what you get. And what do I always say to people? You got to look beyond what you see. You got to look beyond what you see, because when you reach out and you grab it, you got to always ask yourself the question, what's next? What's next? Don't let your eyes and that eye that I wanted get you in trouble. When we look at this word covet, you know, King James English, I'm gonna break it down. Covet, it really means you're going after something. You want to possess it. You got to earn it. You just got to have it. You got to, you know, you have a desire, an indulgence for inordinate desires or for somebody else's stuff. You just want it. Because you see it, you want it. When we look at it, it means to desire, to wish to have more. You want more. I want more of this. I want more of that. And here's what it is. Wanting something that is not yours is just not right. Wanting something that belongs to you, leave it alone. That lust, that intense craving, that desire for evil things is something that's going to get you in a lot of trouble. It'll get you in situations that will impact you for life or worse. It can get you killed. And you say, Pastor, you talking all this. Let me tell y'all a little story back in the day. Me and my cousin Reggie, back in the day. See, y'all don't know about this. I'm getting ready. Back in the day, you used to go to the bean field to make a little bit of extra money. And they used to have the big yellow bus, the yellow bird, as they call it today. And you would ride on the bean field bus to go pick beans and pick hampers of beans to make money. You know, we ain't have all this stuff where you could sell stuff online and all this and eBay. No, we had to go and pick beans and all that stuff. Well, there was a guy that lived next door to us, and we were small kids, and he owned a bus, and he used to drive people to the bean field. And me and my cousin Reggie knew he used to keep a case of them Quick Check sodas. Y'all don't know about them, but them Quick Check sodas in the bus. He used to keep the sodas on the bus. And so Mom used to cook for us, and we'd be like, well, what are we going to drink? We want something else to drink. And we knew it was sodas on that bus, and we knew how to open that door. And one day we sat down and we saw it, we wanted it, and we went on that bus and we got it. We took us a case of them sodas and we took it in the house. And Mom had cooked something for us, me and my cousin, and she said, what y'all want to drink? Y'all know, like kids, we ain't got no sense. We want some sodas. Mama, we want some sodas. Mama said, we ain't got no soda. See, back in the day, we used to drink that sweet tea and sweet red Kool-Aid. And Mama said, we ain't got no soda. And guess what we said? Oh, yes, we do. We got sodas. And my Mama said, where y'all get sodas from? And then we're like, rut-roll. We like, rut-roll. The man that y'all stole that man's sodas. We say yes. And from that day, I learned not to steal. So I let y'all get the underlying message. Y'all, see, that's your pastor. I break it down. From that day on, I learned not to steal. Covenant stuff. I learned. I mean, I'll tell that one too. Lord, have mercy. I have to be real with the young folk. I ain't know that when I want to tell them, but I was over my cousin's house one time. And there was some quarters and money just laying around on the floor. I see my mother up there. So ain't nobody pick them up. I picked them up. I saw it. I wanted it. And I put that quarter in my pocket. Long story short, I ain't never got a beating for 25 cents. I don't really like to keep quarters these days. Mama told me up for a quarter, 25 cents. Oh, yes. So I'm telling you, them eyes, what you see, and I want it will get you in a whole lot of trouble. And understand, how many times have we wanted something, we got it, and then regret that we even got it? Mm-hmm. It happens. We regret that we even got it. And what happens is, you know, 1 John 2:16 comes into play. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life. I want to deal with the lust of the eyes. Those eyes will get you in trouble. Satan uses the eyes as an avenue of approach. And with all this social media, but we see it on TikTok, we want to do it. We see the latest, greatest challenge, we got to come up with one. We want to do the challenge. We see it. It killed us. It tempted Eve in the garden. Genesis chapter 3:6, spiritual death. She saw that fruit. It looked good. God had told him not to eat it, but it looked so good. Ooh. And she ate it. And she said, baby, why don't you have a little bit of it too? And then saying it to the world, that warning, it got somebody. And then we see the one we always talk about. That's why I picked another example today to go through. We all talked about David. Over there in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2, David was walking around on the rooftop, looked down, and them eyes, he looked down. For y'all to understand, David saw some of the stuff he saw, y'all see on Instagram and TikTok. And he said, I got to have that. And he sent some people down there to get it. Oh, yes, he did. But I'm telling you, them eyes will get you in trouble. What happened to Eve? Adam fell. So now we all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. What happened to David? Had a child with Bathsheba. Child died, but the sword never left David's house. So your covetousness has a lasting effect on other people as well. Your covetousness can have that impact on others as well. So I shared those two with you. But now I want to go over to our passage of scripture in First Kings chapter 21, dealing with Ahab. So I'm gonna give you a long story short here. Ahab saw this man's vineyard. It was next door. It looked good. He wanted it. So he went over there and said, look, hey, why don't you give me your vineyard in exchange for another one? And if that don't even work out, I'm going to pay you for it. And, you know, we go out. You see how the enemy worked? He saw it. He wanted it. And by any means, he wanted to get this man vineyard. He wanted to get it. And then what happened? The man said, no, I'm not giving you my stuff. God forbid, I ain't giving you my stuff. Ahab went home. He ain't feel too good. Sat down. It was like, he ain't give me his stuff. He was so upset, he ain't even want to eat. He ain't eat no bread, no nothing. He just went in his bed. He was hot. I can't believe he don't want to give me. I'm in charge. I'm the king. He going to tell me, no? He just sat there. See what greed and lusting after other people's stuff, it'll make you not even want to eat. You would burn up inside, man. How am I going to get this? But guess what? His wife, Jezebel, came over to him and said, In verse 7, say, hold on, honey. I'm paraphrasing. That's why I gave y'all scripture. Say, honey, why you in here sad? You the king. Why you worried that he ain't going to give you his land? Y'all know how the government do. They call this thing called eminent domain. They take your stuff when they want it. They call it eminent domain. They put a name on it. They use the government. They use their political power to take what they want. So now here, Jezebel come to him and say, dost thou not govern the kingdom of Israel? Arise, eat bread, and let your heart be merry. That's in verse 7. I will give thee the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. See, here we go. In these first parts of scripture, he was saying, I want it that I may have it. I, the letter pronoun. And now look at Jezebel. She said, don't worry about it, babe. I'm going to get that for you. Now, you're supposed to have a help meet, but not this kind of help meet. She's trying to help him get something that's wrong. But she said, don't worry about it, baby. I got your back. You want it? We going to get it for you. So guess what she does? She said, you the king. She wrote letters. Check it out. By any means necessary. Boy, that greed will mess you up. Boy, that greed. She wrote letters in his name. Come on now. He and that. She, let me go write some letters on back. She wrote letters in his name. Y'all read this later. First. And then she put his seal on him. Put his seal on him. basically what she did was she lied. She put together something, told the people, y'all need to go fast. And this man, Naboth, he done did some wrong stuff. And we got a governor. And so she got two witnesses. So y'all know, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. She got two witnesses to go up against him and say this man was doing some wrong. And utterly, she had this man stoned and put to death. This is, they used their political power and their position to possess something that wasn't even there. What them eyes. Oh, them eyes will get you in a whole lot of trouble. So his wife went up and said, baby, don't worry about it. You want it. I'm going to help you to get it, and we're going to get it. And so she did that. She put all that together. All that together. And then she came back. In verse 14, and said, verse 14 said, then they sent to Jezebel saying, Naboth is stoned and is dead. And it came to pass when Jezebel heard that Naboth was stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, verse 15, arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, which he refused. Check this out. Which he refused to give thee for money, for Naboth is not a lie. He dead. Don't worry about it. I took him out. Back in the day when all these Jordans and stuff was coming out, people were killing folk over a pair of shoes because they wanted something they didn't have. Killing folk. And it came to pass when Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, that Ahab arose up to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. So he went down there to take it. It's mine. Mine now. Still didn't want to give it to me. Where he at? He dead. Should have just gave it to me. He would still been living. Should have just gave it to me. But oh, look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. Look at the Lord. And the word of the Lord, verse 17, came to Elijah the Tishbite saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, the king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth. Whether he has gone down to possess it. Hey, he going down to take care of some basically some stolen property. Going to get some stolen property. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus said the Lord, hast thou killed and also taken possession? Uh-oh. See, the Lord see what you're doing. The Lord see what you're doing. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying that, and in the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. It's in the same place. The dogs lick the blood of the man you kill, so shall they do to you. Uh-oh. Now he done got caught. Y'all know how they do it when they done got caught. Y'all know how they do it today. And Ahab said to Elijah, hast thou found me? Hast thou found me? This is guilty, like me and my cousin. Uh-oh. Oh, you found out we stole them sodas? Oh. Oh, mine enemy, he answered, I have found thee because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee and will take away thy posterity and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall and him that is shut up and left in Israel. Bottom line, he told him, I'm going to take everything. I'm going to take everything. But what did Ahab do? He went and repented. He went and repented. And God said this. Verse 20, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring evil in his day, but in his son's days will I bring evil upon his house. Look at this. Now, he went back and repented. God didn't cause evil to come on him just then. But what did God do? It's going to come on your household. So you see how wanting something that's not yours can impact the lives of other people being covetous. But lo and behold, it didn't come. But get this. The king actually died. Ahab, he died. And look what happened. If we go to 1 Kings chapter 22, let's look at verse 37. It happened, and you have to read the whole story. In battle, he put on another disguise so that they wouldn't know that he was king. But they shot an arrow, and the arrow hit him. So the king died and was brought to Samaria, and they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood, and they washed his armor according unto the word of the Lord, which he spake. God spared him for a while, but the dogs that licked up the blood of the man whose vineyard he stole, the same thing happened to him. Exodus 20 and 17, thou shalt not covet. His eyes saw it. He wanted it. He went after it with the help of his wife. Same thing happened over in Micah 2, 1 through 5. The corrupt practices of people, sin, the wealthy, the affluent, the greedy, kept taking and taking. Over in Micah 2, 1 through 5, you all can read that. They took advantage of the poor, and they were at the mercy of the wealthy. And because they could do it, they took it because they saw it and they wanted it. But why am I talking about this? What is it that we need to gain out of this, young folk? Just because you see it don't mean you gotta have it. If it's right, don't mean you gotta take it. Work for it, save for it, do what's right. Because over the period of time, as you're saving for it, you might realize you really don't want it. Because when you save up your money and you got to go exchange that money for it, you might say, well, I really don't want it that bad. You wanted it because your eyes saw it and you were influenced by the media. You were influenced by society. Look at this, Luke 12 and 15. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Your life, if your life is things, you have enough. You have nothing. Your life is not made up of things. Because if those things that you have, those things that you possess go away, what will you do? Try to kill and steal and get more. Because you just want it. Can you take those things to the grave? If we go over to the book of Mark, Mark chapter 7, and looking at verse 20, I want you to understand this, that this is something that's internal that you have to deal with, because it comes from within. And these are the things that will get you in trouble and defile you. Verse 20, chapter 7 of Mark. And he said, that which cometh out of the man defileth the man. Verse 22, thefts, covetousness. See, the second one is there in verse 22. In verse 23, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. It's what's on the inside of you that's coming out. That desire, that lust for things. What you say and what you do speak volumes about you, young people. What you say and what you do speak volumes about you. That covetousness, wanting something, deals with shameless, unrestrained behavior. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. When we look at this word here, conversation, it really means your character, young people. Be free from lusting after material things. That's what it's saying. Don't lust after those. And I like this translation that explained the last part when it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. If you're in Christ and you have a relationship with him, this verse literally translates to this. There is absolutely no way whatsoever that I will ever, ever leave you. What is it saying? I am with you with whatever you have. Whatever you have, whatever state you're in, Jesus Christ says, if you have a relationship, I am there with you. Meaning that if he is there with you in it, you have all you need. The song today talked about him being Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. He is there with you. You don't have to take, you don't have to rob, you don't have to steal and kill, you don't have to want what everybody else have. Want what God has for you. Want what God wants for you. You don't have to steal and go after other people's stuff. The marketers do a great job. You watch television, they make you think, yeah, I need that car right there. I need that suit. I need them pair of shoes. I remember when I was growing up, Chuck Taylors were that was it, boy. Pair All-Stars, Converse All-Stars. And boy, you get some white kicks and you wear them, the school say, man, don't step on my shoes. And everybody wanted, and I wanted some so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad, so bad. I wanted them. I wanted them so bad. But I couldn't get them. Because back in the day, they cost $15. And $15 was a whole lot for a pair of shoes back then. Y'all young folk laughing at us. But $15 for a pair of tennis shoes back then, that was a lot of money. And we had, you know, I'm just going to tell you, we had to go out. We got back in the day, we had the blue light special. And I had some cat hairs and fish hairs and all that stuff. But I wanted me a pair of Converse All-Stars. And it took me a long time to get them. I didn't kill. I didn't steal. I did what was right. And my auntie one day finally went down to the store, took me to the store and got me a pair of white Converse All-Stars. And I never forget it to this day. I went about it the right way and God bless. The only thing that I know was I wanted them so bad and I tried them on. And I got them in and I boxed up two different sizes. When I took them to the restaurant, I got home. I had to wait a few more days to take them back because I had two different sizes in the box. I was just so overwhelmed with joy that I finally got them, but I got them and I got it the right way. And somebody got them for me as a gift. I didn't have to take them from somebody else. I didn't have to steal, but I thank God for my auntie today. She bought me them. And my mama even went out and bought me a pair of Pro Kids. Y'all don't know about them. Carolina Blue. Because I did what was right. So what am I saying? If you want them, bought me a pair of Carolina Blue Pro Kids. I wanted them. Yeah, I saw them. I wanted them because everybody else had them. I know how it is. Peer pressure. I know you want it because everybody else. But then go to God and ask him and pray. God is not saying you can't have good things. He's saying, don't covet after them. Don't be just like burned up on the inside. If you see something nice and say, okay, God, is it for me? Let me go about it the right way. And I went about it the right way. And to this day, I remember them Carolina Blue Pro Kids and them white Chuck Taylors because I went about it the right way. So what Amen. Am I saying to the young folk today? I'm trying to close it. Over in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, through 6. What does it say? Mortify therefore your members, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. That last one, covetousness. What is this verse saying? Make a conscious effort to slay and put to death that sin of covetousness. Make a conscious effort, young folk. How do I make a conscious effort? You don't have to hang around people that are telling you to go after things in any way. You don't have to deal with them. Don't let peer pressure get to you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Be thankful. What you have, be thankful. Because in due time, if you are faithful over that little thing that you have, God will exalt you. You ain't got to push your way. You ain't got to take from nobody. Just hold on. And if give thanks. Be grateful to God where you are and for what you have. He will exalt you and give you the desires of your heart, the right desires. Because when you line up with him and your will is his will, your desires become his desires. And in due season, if you just wait on the Lord and don't take matters into your own hand, just wait on the Lord. These eyes won't get you in trouble. Number two, don't let peer pressure get to you. Get away from them people pressuring you. True and real friends, they have your best interest at heart. They do. They have your best interest at heart. They ain't going to try to get you in no trouble. Number three, how do I do this? How do I get away from covetous? Don't allow the media to influence you. Don't allow the media to influence you. Commercials, videos, social media, Instagram, most of that stuff ain't even real. The pictures are Photoshop. You don't have to look like that. All these rappers and artists with all this stuff, most of them don't even own it. It's borrowed for the video. But they make you think that. Look beyond what you see. And here's why your eyes will get you in trouble. Proverbs 27 and 20, hell and destruction are never full. So the eyes of man are never satisfied. Until you fill that void with Jesus, you're going to want what everybody else has. Until you have a relationship with Christ, you're going to want what everyone else has. So in order to get away from covetousness, in order to get away from wanting the wrong things, you got to have a relationship with God so that the Holy Spirit is on the inside of you and he will lead you and guide you in the direction that you should go. That's it, young folk. What am I saying? Remember, you don't have to steal. You don't have to kill. You don't have to covet. Because if you have a relationship with God, keep your eyes on him. Because he is Jehovah Jireh, the one who will provide. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We heard it today. My goodness, my goodness. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. If you want it, ask God for it. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to him. Don't let your eyes, what you see, don't let your eye, I want it, I'm gonna get it, I'm gonna do whatever it takes, get you in trouble. Because grandma used to say, trouble so easy to get into, so hard to get out of. And some things you will never, ever get away from. Ask Adam. Ask Eve. Ask David. Ask some of your friends. Ask your parents. Because if they will be real and honest with you, there are some things that they did that they may still be paying the price for. So with that, young people, today, stay off them television screens, those devices for a while. Just put them down. Don't let the media entice you. Don't let your eyes get you in trouble. Trust in the Lord and he will provide.
For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.